Being joined by Grundy Center Boys track field coach Chris Conger here on Radio On The Go Sports. Ends up being a runner-up finish here at the conference meet here tonight. A few points behind champion Denver. I know you and them kind of had a little bit of a rivalry throughout the season. Unfortunately, not able to come out on top from that perspective tonight. But what are the thoughts on, you know, being able to come out with this runner-up performance tonight?
We had a really good night. I think we ended up breaking, I think, four school records. And so, like, kids ran well. We got, you know, put some pieces together for the district next Thursday. So we answered some questions. We knew Denver was going to be very, very hard to beat. Their depth, you know, is a little bit better than ours this year, long distance especially. So we knew it was going to be an uphill climb, but we actually probably did better than I thought we probably would tonight. And we closed the gap a little bit, and I'm proud of the kids for doing that.
A couple of different events and individuals. First of all, Emerson Vokes to be able to take home two conference titles here tonight, 1600 and 3200 meter run. What can you say about what that guy, you know, was able to accomplish here tonight with two conference titles?
Kid loves competition. The kid competes year round. He's training year round. He's dedicated to it, and you know he's been training for this moment. And the mile and the 2 mile, you know, we've went back and forth with him all year long. Tried to keep him fresh. Haven't beat him down much until tonight, obviously, in a big meet like this. And, you know, he answered the bell. It was a great night for him.
When it comes to some of the relays, I mean, a lot of different championships in the relays here tonight. I know the shuttle hurdle was first place. I think they were close to a school record. Is that right? I guess just to name a few, right? What can you say about some of those relays that were able to take first tonight?
Yeah, we've been relay-based all year long, and you know, that we just know that our depth, and we have four guys that can go 22, you know, for the 200s. We have four guys that can go under 50 in the 400s. So, you know, that's a strength of ours this year. We had a couple injury situations that didn't lead us to kind of hit some individual marks that might have put us in some faster heats here. But we had a couple guys, Tiernan Vokes, Riker Thorne, Grant Newton, that all came from the slow heat because we just haven't really hit the individual stuff like we had kind of planned on doing. And you know, relays are carrying us this year, and that's kind of what will carry us in 2 weeks as well.
Anyone else that kind of specifically impressed you here tonight that you want to shout out?
I mean, what,
you're just going down the line.
Unbelievable unbelievable day for Judd Jarovsky. To win a golf championship, NICL golf championship, then come here and, you know, he jumps into the distance medley relay, helps us win that conference championship. Two events later, has to jump into the 4x2, wins the conference championship in the 200-meter dash, is second, and I can't wait for that race in 2 weeks, and then at the 4x4 conference championship. So, I mean, to think of a high school kid having the day like he had is completely unbelievable.
And when it comes to this upcoming week, again, just 1 week until you host that state qualifying meet, what are the biggest goals or objectives before you get to that meet to make sure everything's, you know, in tip-top shape for state qualifying?
I think it's going to be a little studying on my part as far as, like, where we stand in the state race. And typically in years past, we've sent, you know, multiple events to state. Last year, I think we had a school record 16 events to state. And, you know, this year it might be different. It might be less events, but trying to put together our best kids and seeing what they can do and make some big noise down there.
Any final thoughts you want to share here tonight?
I mean, terrific meet. Jessup did a nice job of hosting, and it's one of those things where you get 15 teams. It's the best conference, you know, for us in 2A. It's the best 2A conference in the state of Iowa, and I think the numbers will reflect that. And, you know, I'm proud of all the kids from all the schools, and it's nice. It's kind of a family atmosphere when you see the coaches from your surrounding areas, and we know that we're kind of helping push each other to great heights.
All right. Appreciate the time, Coach.
Appreciate it.